Hi, Tom. Hey, anyone's a good one, you know, especially the first day out. Listen, we're happy first day out, you know, just glad football's back, and we're content with the victory here today, yeah.
I suppose laid the platform in the first half. I know it was low scoring, but you were playing against the incline and a strong breeze. I know it was a diagonal breeze, but it did favour the team playing down the pitch.
Ah, you did favour the team playing down the pitch. Now, we knew once we got the toss there, we were going up against the wind, that we'd have to keep it tight going into half time, and then we managed that. We knew second half would open up a wee bit more for us, and you know, it did, and we got scores on the boards, which thankfully.
And I suppose Niall Field's goal gave you the cushion, really, didn't it?
Ah, you did. Hey, you know, suppose we were a wee bit lucky with that goal. Now, in fairness, keeper was probably a wee bit off his line for that, but listen, it was a lucky goal, but we'll take it.
Yeah, 1-3 to 2 points up at half time. It really kicked on in the second half, and I suppose the game was even. The points were in the bag even before Eamon McGee landed that outrageous goal.
I suppose they were. Eamon McGee, that goal. No, listen, Eunice got down to 14 men with a black card, and that kind of probably changed the, you know, the whole dynamic of the game. And, you know, we kicked on from that. It probably helped us, and, you know, was in our favour. If they probably had the 15 men, it'd be a different game, be a lot tighter. Listen, and we're no fools. We know Eunice were missing a lot of men there today, and they were fairly weak, and we're no fools.
You were missing a few yourself, obviously. Started with Warren McNeilis and Darrow Whelan who came on, and Niall McGee came on in the second half, but certainly you weren't at full pelt either.
No, we weren't at full pelt. Look, do you expect anything to be at full pelt this time of the year, Tom? You know, it was the first game. We got through scatter-free, no injuries. Now, Keane Mulligan picked up a bit of a knock there, and we just took him off. Michael Carroll tired badly in the end on us there. You know, we have a long way to go regarding the fitness side of things.
You mentioned Michael Carroll, a big first half from him, and obviously a great first half as well, I thought, from Niall Free, Leighton Harkin. Keane Mulligan obviously did a lot of damage with his penetrating runs.
Yeah, hey, you hit the nail on the head there, Michael Carroll. Hey, he's come back this year and he's fresh and he's you know, rejuvenated, and he's mad at football this year, whereas last year he was picking up injuries and silly little niggles, but he's good, he's fresh this year, which will be a, you know, it's a massive boost for us.
Yeah, what's the season been like in preparations and this whole COVID thing and obviously procedures and regulations?
Listen, Tom, hey, it's very hard, to be honest with you. I was only back a couple of weeks there, and it's very hard to get anything done, you know, in pre-season. Listen, the lads run gym programs, you know, on their own, doing them individually in their houses and all that, and they were given cardio running programs, you know, on their own. But it's hard to beat being as a collective group, and we've only been doing that in this past couple of weeks. And from that point of view, there's no better place to be than when you're down as a collective group, Tom.
Yeah, so what are you hoping to get out of the league?
Well, hey, listen, as we said, any victory is a good victory. We're going to use the league this year as preparation for the championship. You know, it's going to be a short enough league, 9 games, and going forward, you know, we're tweaking their game plan a wee bit now, not much, but we're tweaking it. And listen, we're going to use that as a stepping stone for us.
Yeah. What do you think of the new format, where you're going to play the league first, and then the championship comes September?
Well, I think it's great, to be honest with you, because if, you know, like other seasons, you may be playing a championship game in June and then you're heading out in the end of September. At least now you know, come September, you're out championship. You can gear towards that, you can peak towards that. And I think it's a great format, to be honest with you.